downtown, underground, CKUW 95.9 in Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada.
Night.
Tune in every Tuesday night starting at midnight to 3 o'clock in the morning to Night Danger Radio on CKUW.
The Sonic Cavern.
Let's light this candle.
Ignition sequence start.
Intelligent, eclectic, and ready to blast off.
My calculations are correct. When this baby hits 88 miles per hour, you're going to see some serious...
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5... 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
This is heavy duty, Doc. This is great. Does it run like on regular unleaded gasoline?
Unfortunately, no. It requires something with a little more kick. Plutonium.
Plutonium. Wait a minute. Are you telling me that this sucker is nuclear?
All engine running.
Blasting you into the future. Future. The Sonic Cavern.
Dark scheming, yeah, you're doomed. You're a poison, and I know that it's some truth. All my friends think you're vicious, and they say you're suspicious. You keep dreaming, and dark scheming, yeah, you're doomed. Just for you, I don't know what the hell you gonna do when your looks start depleting and your friends all start leaving. You're so plastic and it's tragic just for you. I feel like I'm drowning.
Cafe. I feel like I'm drowning. Yeah, yeah. At days, I think we all do, right? Anyway, hey, that's 2 feet music there for your listening pleasure. So, hey, welcome once again to the world's only nuclear-powered radio program. So, you know, be careful how you use it, and for your own safety, never stare directly at your radio during this broadcast, and everything will be okay. Yeah, I'm Scott Clark, And this is episode 383. Yeah, this time the Sonic Cafe brings you the Peanut Butter Man, comedian and former Jif peanut butter salesman Greg Warren. Was a pretty big deal in the peanut butter biz, and he's here to share his story, and hopefully it won't get stuck to the roofs of our mouths, right? Yeah, our music is pulled from 51 years and includes great tracks from Dury, 2023 release, Southside Johnny and the Asbury Jukes, Lindsey Buckingham from his 1981 Law and Order release, some great old school funk from Third Guitar. We'll spin that up near the bottom of the hour. Plus, John Stewart with Stevie Nicks, Iggy Pop, Deep Purple from way back in 1968, and of course more as the Sonic Cafe brings you the Peanut Butter Man, this time from that little cafe in the Pacific Northwest where we all prefer, organic peanut butter. Yummy, yeah. Here's The Cynical Girl from Marshall Crenshaw. And as always, we're the Sonic Cafe. Sonic Cafe.
Peanuts. Butter.
Peanut butter.
Peanut butter.
Peanut butter.
Peanut butter.
Peanut butter.
Still stuck to the roof of my mouth.
Stick it to the roof of my mouth!
Peanut butter game. Peanut butter game.
You're listening to The Peanut Butter Man on the Sonic Cafe.
Put your loving hand out, baby. I'm begging. I'm begging, begging you to put your loving hand out, baby. I'm begging, begging you to put your loving hand out, darling. Riding high when I was king, I played it hard and fast, but I had everything. I walked away, you want me then, but easy come and easy go, and it wouldn't. So
Anytime I bleed, you let me go. Yeah, anytime I feel, you get me, no. Anytime I see, you let me know. But the plan and see, just let me go. I'm on my knees when I'm begging, cause I don't wanna lose you. Hey, yeah. Ra-da-da-da. Cause I'm begging, begging you. Put your love in the hand now, baby. I'm begging. I need you to understand. Try so hard to be your man, the kind of man you want in the end. Only then can I begin to live again. An empty shell I used to be. The shadow all my life was hanging over me. A broken man that I don't know. Won't even stand, I never stand to be my soul. Why we chilling? Why we chasing? Why the bottom? Why the basement? Why we got good shit? Don't embrace it. Why the feel for the need to replace me? You're the wrong way, trying to be good. I went up in a feature town where we could be at. Like a heart in the best way, shit. You can't give it away, you have, and you take the face. But I keep walking on, keep moving the door, keep open for that the door is yours. Keep also home, cause I'm the one that live in a broken home. Girl, I'm begging. Yeah, yeah, I'm begging, begging you to put your love in the hand now, baby. I'm begging, begging you to put your love in the hand now, darling. I'm finding hard to hold my own. Just can't make it all alone. I'm holding on, I can't fall back. I'm just a call, but your face is black. I'm begging, begging you, put your loving hand out, baby. I'm begging, begging you, to put your loving hand out, darling. I'm begging, begging you, to put your loving hand out, baby. I'm begging, begging you, to put your loving hand out, darling. I'm begging, begging you, to put your loving hand out, baby. I'm begging, begging you, to put your loving hand out.
Our motto was, choosy moms, choose JIP. Choosy moms, not all moms, okay? Let's say maybe your mom who drinks in the afternoon and goes to the casino and forgets to pick up your kids from school. If that's the case, by all means, buy Peter Pan, okay? That's a better product for you, all right? Like, Peter Pan, come on, their mascot is a boy who refused to grow up. Maybe he couldn't grow up because he was malnourished, because he was eating that garbage peanut butter named after a cartoon character. Peter Pan can fly because he has hollow bones. There's no nutrients in Peter. Now listen, I'm going to talk a lot about peanut butter, okay? It's an important subject, but I need to address something up top. It's been a rough year for JIF, okay? If you guys don't know what happened, we had a problem. Some people, barely any, like 14... got some salmonella, okay? And they traced it back to JIF, okay? And JIF did the right thing. They pulled it off the shelves nationwide. They pulled it all off, and I feel bad about it. I mean, I didn't do it, all right? But, like, I wish I could go back 20 years when I worked there and say, like, hey, if you guys are thinking about coming up with some sort of a raw chicken-flavored peanut butter, don't. Like, it's a bad idea, you know? Like, and just so you know, like, that happened in 2006 with Peter Pan. They had the same thing, you know. They had a recall, salmonella. Just this year, Skippy had some metal particles in their peanut butter, and they had to pull it off the shelves. And you guys are like, well, Greg, it's never happened with organic peanut butter. Yeah, that's because they've only sold, like, 30 jars of that stuff, right? You know what I'm talking about? The organic peanut butter? It's got like an inch of oil on the top of it. Looks like a science project on the grocery shelves. You know, well, Greg, that's how peanut butter naturally settles. Well, then cover it up. Nobody wants to see that. Greg, your peanut butter has preservatives in it. That's why it doesn't do that. Yeah, that's exactly why it doesn't do that. Yeah. Maybe we're trying to preserve people's appetites, right? Like, Greg, you just take a knife and you stir the jar and the oil goes away. Oh, now I'm supposed to help you make the peanut butter? Why don't you just hand me a bag of peanuts and a hammer next time? I'll smash them up myself. Me eater, you maker. Now listen, there's probably somebody out there and, you know, your mom made you eat organic peanut butter when you were growing up. If that's the case, obviously, you were homeschooled. You know, yeah. That's why you're homeschooled. Your mom did not want you to go to school and sit next to the Jif kid and have that kid be like, hey, there's another way to live. You know, yeah. And maybe you're a parent, okay? Maybe you're a parent and you force your child to eat organic peanut butter. And if that's the case, I'm not going to tell you how to raise your own kid. I am going to gently suggest that you at least expose them to some different peanut butter, you know, before you send them off into the world. Because I don't know if you've ever seen an organic peanut butter kid go off the deep end. It is not pretty. Okay, these kids... They spend 18 years eating it, then they go off to college. They have one bite of a Jif sandwich. 6 weeks later, they're passed out on a park bench with Nutter Butters all over their face. We got a lot of that business at Jif. We didn't want it. That's blood money right there. We took it. But, you know. Now, the company that I work for was called Procter & Gamble, okay? They don't own Jif anymore. You know who owns Jif? Smucker's. Smucker's owns peanut butter and jelly. If these guys ever get a hold of bread. Now the government will step in. That's an illegal monopoly. That's Sherman antitrust, I think. I mean, you can't own a whole sandwich. This country was founded on principles. Right? But, I mean, I'll be honest. I was a big deal, you know, in the... Ma'am, I was, all right? Like, I was a big deal in the peanut butter game, okay? I was part of some stuff that I'm sure you'll remember. I was part of the team that launched the first low-salt, low-sugar peanut butter into the category. It was called Simply Jif. It was targeted towards diabetics. I wanted to call it type 2 peanut goo, but... I liked it. You know, I always felt guilty because we charged the same for crunchy as we did for creamy, which, if you think about it, the crunchy, like, we didn't finish making that. If you went to the plant, the crunchy guys are probably getting off work at noon, and the creamy guys are still smashing up peanuts at 5:30. The savings should have been passed on to you. And I still lose sleep over it. I'm a purist. I'll just tell you right now. I'm a peanut butter purist. I think there should be creamy and crunchy. And that's about it. You know, like, there's a lot of new flavors in peanut butter. They're getting fancy. I don't care for it. Like, Peter Pan has honey roasted peanut butter. If I know those guys, they're just grinding up bees and stirring them in there. Like... And I mean, even Jif, my company, they're doing some stuff I don't care for. I mean, they're getting fancy. They have an Omega Jif. Omega Jif. Omega, that's fish oil. They're putting fish in peanut butter, and they're wondering how they got salmonella. Like, what kind of fish was it? Salmon, maybe? What? Are you guys not seeing what I'm seeing here? Like... I mean, I know a lot of stuff. I mean, just so you know, like the main size in peanut butter, that's 18 ounce, okay? That's where the deals are. That's where the wars are fought. That's where we go head to head, you know? There's a 28 ounce, there's a 40 ounce, but the deals are, they're 18 ounce. And like, if you went to Kroger right now and you bought an 18 ounce jar of Jif, it would probably cost you about $3.19. You know, back to school, maybe 2 for $3. If that happens, stock up. It's not coming around for another year. Right? Like, I ran a deal one time, Columbus, Ohio, 200 Kroger stores, 18 ounce Jif, 99 cents. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I did that. It'll never happen again. Never, never. Even the bad moms bought Jif that week. Mama, this peanut butter tastes better. Don't get used to it, boy. I ain't giving up cigarettes and I ain't giving up Red Bull. So when it's gone, it's gone. That was a unchoosy mom. Like, I'm sure you've all seen an unchoosy mom at the grocery store, right? Like yelling at their kid or something. Like, choosy, I wasn't choosy when I met your daddy. I ain't about to start with no peanut butter. You better put that brand name peanut butter back on the shelf or I might choose to leave you in the parking lot like I did your brother. You didn't know you had a brother, did you? Now listen, you know, I said a lot of stuff here. I said some bad stuff about Peter Pan, you know. I said some bad stuff about Skippy, you know. And I meant it. Like, I hate him, you know. Like, I hate him, but I respect him on some level. They've been in the game for a long time. You know, they've been there. They were there before Jif. I respect them. There's some peanut butters think they can just jump in the game. You know, like Reese's. Remember when Reese's all of a sudden said, we're a peanut butter, you know? I'm sure they were thinking, hey, we're a candy bar with peanut butter as a main ingredient. How hard could it be to be just peanut butter? Real hard, Reese's, okay? We're gonna find out what it's like to stand on your own. You don't have chocolate to hide behind over here. We're not playing trick-or-treat games. We are feeding families in this aisle. Just be a candy. That's what you are. Be a candy. You don't see Ring Pop trying to get in the jewelry business.
We're the Sonic Cafe.
Be careful how you use it.
My mama always said I would regret it if I ever got a tattoo. She said I'd never get a job like I ever wanted one with that attitude. My dad said I had to learn to drive a stick shift, but every van I ever had was an automatic. My friends said someday I would make it big, but I'm still living in the basement. I'm just as broke as the day I was born, but I still make it work just like everybody else does. It's all just a cruel joke, and everybody knows there's no way out. Well, who's laughing now? The TV said I would never get a girlfriend unless I had a six pack and smoked cigarettes. Well, I've got a couple.
Oh!
Sonic
Cafe. Cafe.
Peanuts. Butter.
Peanut butter.
Peanut butter.
Peanut butter.
Peanut butter.
Peanut butter.
Still stuck to the roof of my mouth.
Sticking to the roof of my mouth!
Peanut butter game. Peanut butter game.
You're listening to The Peanut Butter Man on the Sonic Cafe.
Trouble.
double.
Sonic Cafe with Scott Clark. Hey, if you like what you hear on our little radio program, please don't keep it a secret. Tell your friends, tell your coworkers, and most importantly, please reach out to the nice folks at this radio station and thank them for playing the Sonic Cafe. From our little cafe on the coast directly to your ears, this radio station makes that whole thing possible. So please, let them know it, okay? Now, let's get back to the music here on the Sonic Cafe.
Listening to the Sonic Cafe, where we never play the same song twice. And that's a really cool thing.
I jump into my car and I throw in my guitar. My heart beat in time with my breathing. Driving over Canaan, singing to my soul. There's people out there turning music into gold. A working pump of gas, and he makes 250 for an hour. He's got rhythm in his hands as he's tapping on the cans, sings rock and roll in the shower. Driving over Canaan, singing to his soul. There's people out there turning music into gold.
mistake in the relationship between humans and these other civilizations. And here I want to put a button on this. When we detonate the first atomic bomb and the subsequent ones, when those go off, everybody knows what an electromagnetic pulse is. What they don't know is that there's an attending so-called scalar or longitudinal wave that is faster than the speed of light that disrupts the fabric and communication and propulsion guidance systems of extraterrestrial vehicles. This is why they came in huge force in the 40s and 50s. And this is why every single atomic and nuclear weapon storage facility, processing plant and base and ship has been surveilled by these ET vehicles. Because they, when those things are used, it is very, it's like tearing the fabric of space-time.
Oh, man!
We're the Sonic Cafe.
We'll be right back.
The Sonic Cafe. Cafe.
Cafe. Peanuts. Butter.
Peanut butter.
Peanut butter.
Peanut butter.
Peanut butter.
Peanut butter.
Still stuck to the roof of my mouth.
Sticking to the roof of my mouth!
Peanut butter game. Peanut butter game.
You're listening to the Peanut Butter Man on the Sonic Cafe.
Thank you.
The Sonic Cafe originates on the Oregon coast and is distributed via the Pacifica and Radio for All networks, where it can be heard on great community, public, and streaming radio stations across the United States. So make plans now to catch the Sonic Cafe each week at this station. And as always, thanks for listening to the Sonic Cafe.
So turn this record over, relax completely, and let yourself go. Let every muscle in your body go limp and loose, and let my guiding voice be absorbed by you like a sponge absorbs moisture.
From the University of Winnipeg, this is CKUW 95.9 FM Campus Community Radio.
Templeton Revival every second Saturday from 11 till 1 on 95.9 CKUW. Your musical brunch in the wide open tent where we're serving up platters both hot and chill for